When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details. Because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose, by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
College football, full circle.
Kennedy Brooks in the backfield. Instead, they run around the edge to the goal line. Touchdown, Jeremiah Hall. Play action pressure. Rattler steps up. Throwing, and this is a... They are ruling this a touchdown for Oklahoma. Little flip and an easy six. Jeremiah Hall has got his second touchdown today.
All right, here we go. College football, full circle. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204. Joined, as always, by the Encyclopedia of College Football. Will he be Gopher to Chalk again this week? That is the question. Or are we going to stay with Gopher the Two? It's our man, Joe Lisi. Joe, how are you?
Da-na-na-na-na. That's I'm locked in already. I'm telling you, I am locked in for this weekend. You don't even call me between the 3:30 and 7 o'clock window. I'm telling you that right
now. Wow, you're that fired up for those two games, of course, with Georgia Auburn and Iowa Penn State both going on at the same time. That is a stay away from Joe Lisi territory right there.
That's it. I put right.
Well,
the
I'm doing
phone is away. 1,000 text messages. I'm not even going to be answering one.
I'm actually happy because I have my one Saturday a month doing in-game live coming up this Saturday, Joe.
So very good.
So I'll have the second half of both of those games right here on Sports Grid Radio with Babano, me and Babano.
You and Babano, Ian Cameron.
Saturday night, me and him are going to be in the mix. So we come on at 6 p.m. Eastern, which will get me the second half of the 3:30 window and then start the night game. So I'm pretty pumped up in that aspect that it's that I'm going to be really diving into all these games while they're going on Saturday.
Yeah, I'm actually very excited as well that Oklahoma State doesn't really have a game this week to put me on life support with the last couple of games that they have played. So it's good that the 7 o'clock window, I get to watch the Kentucky-LSU game, which is pretty interesting when you think about that matchup in Lexington. And I'm on the total there already. I took it at 50.5 they knocked it down from 51.5. So
really,
I think they're and it's okay. I think it can go even lower because of Josh Ali. And if they do, I'm going to be on the over in that ballgame. More.
Look, Joe, I mean, it's not a bad place to start today if you'd like, because it's I think it's an enormous game on both fronts. I think for Stoops and Kentucky, you need to back up beating Florida last week. You know, right. you don't want to let the air out of the balloon by, you know, dropping a game the following week after such an enormous win. You want to keep the momentum and make sure you're still undefeated heading into the matchup with Georgia coming up a week from now. They have LSU coming in, and it's a huge game for Eddie Orgeron also, Joe, because let's be fair here, and we've talked about this a lot. I mean, I don't think Ed can go, you know, 8-4 every year, you know, and live off that national title for a long time. They want
they want
national titles down at LSU. They don't want 9-3s and 8-4s. They don't want.
Oh, great point. And I tell you, I monitor the Instagram, the Twitter accounts from fans. I'm very dialed into the Baton Rouge area. There are a lot of people within the fan base saying, Coach, thanks for 2019. We appreciate it, but it's time for you to move on. And no, that's what they're saying. I mean, some of the loyal backers are like, you know, we've had enough. You know, we've been abused. Bo Nix abused us. And that's the thing. You're like, Bo Nix? You look like Fran Tarkenton and Mike Vick out there. Are you kidding me? You can't wrap him up? Like, give me a break. I mean, the guy's completing 59% of his passes. He goes into Death Valley. He looks like Baker Mayfield. He looks like Mike Vick.
Here's the bottom line, Joe. His defense last year and so far this year has been very, very bad. Bad.
Last year, we'll chalk it up to suspects.
Not even nice. Suspects not even the right word.
It's like. The big kid running in the park against toddlers, right? That's the same thing. It's like, you know, that defense, we know that LSU recruits five-star talent just like Alabama. If there's one school that recruits the interior line just like Alabama, it's LSU. The problem has been is that they haven't stepped up since the national championship game in 2019. Now, they might have found their quarterback of the future, Max Johnson. No running game. One-dimensional offense. Defense was only giving up 2.9 yards per carry last week. Derek Stingley's still been banged up and not playing. Best player on the defense. They don't have an identity.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
And, man, Joe, look, let me ask you this. What if it really goes bad here? They're 3-2 right now. Kentucky on the road, home Florida, at Ole Miss, at Alabama, home Arkansas. Got Terry Bowden coming up on November the 20th. He should get that one for his fourth win. Home Texas A&M. Aside from UL Monroe, like, I don't know. I mean,
every game is up in the air.
It's not out of the question that they go 6-6 this year.
No, or it's not out of the question that they turn it around.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
And go 9-3. That's how much talent they really do have.
Coach O, better hope that starts happening. College football full circle. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204. We'll come back, start getting into more games, including Joe. We got a couple games tonight we got to talk about. College football full circle keeps rolling on Sports Grid Radio right after this.
Mm-hmm. SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
And we are back. College Football Full Circle. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204. All right, Joe, we've got action tonight, just so you know.
Really?
Oh, we got action tonight as week
six. Good game. Not a bad game.
Week six. Of college football begins with two games, one of them, of course, involving ranked Coastal Carolina, as they are at Arkansas State, 7:30 p.m. Eastern. The other game in the American, Dana Holgorsen in Houston, coming off the pasting last week. I mean, they gave the business to Tulsa. They are -6.5 road favorites. Yep. I already know where Joe's going here. I don't even have to continue reading it. I don't even have to listen to Joe. I know where this is going to go. Dana Holgorsen -6.5 at Tulane to take on the Green Wave tonight. I got to start there, Joe. Go ahead. Give it to me about Holgorsen.
I had an itchy trigger finger Sunday night when these lines came out. Right? So I had an itchy trigger finger. I took Tulane at +4.5. So I'm already on the Green Wave, +4.5. But I like them +6.5, and I like them +194 on the money line.
Wow.
I am not buying into I'm not buying into this offense at all with Holgorsen. I don't care if they dominated last week. I just know that Houston's weakness to me is in run support. And I know Willie Fritz. I think he's a much better head coach than Dana Holgorsen. Tulane playing at home. Is this Tulane's – I just got to double check. Since the Hurricane, is this their first home game?
I would have to check that. That could be true, Joe, because didn't they play one of their home games in Birmingham? Weren't they playing there for a while? I will get that for you, Joe. I'll effort
that. I just want to double check that because that, I think, will factor into this game as well. Obviously, now they lost to East Carolina. They played UAB a couple of weeks ago, but that was in Birmingham, wasn't it?
Yes, correct.
And then Morgan State, when they played Morgan State on September 11th, was that a home game?
This game is in Yulman Stadium tonight in New Orleans.
All right. So, but is that the first? Because they played Morgan State September 11th.
No, that game definitely was not in New Orleans at home at their home stadium. They played that game at their camp. They set up shop in Birmingham.
All right. I just wanted to double check. So this, I think that'll factor in. First home game for Tulane. I think they're going to be fired up. I'm taking them. I'm already on them +4.5. I'm going to take them +194 on the money line. I am not sold on Dana Holgorsen. I don't know where people watch Houston football and tell me that he's a good head coach. Please explain it to me because he has done less with more, okay, and taken over that program than anybody I ever know, okay? And being this unbelievable offensive genius, we haven't seen it. Yeah, you could beat up on subpar competition when you have better athletes, big deal. But in tough ball games, I don't like Dana Holgorsen, and I don't like Houston's defense at all. Give me Tulane.
And I also just sent you what the Tulane uniform combination for tonight.
Love
as well.
It. Now,
which is always important to you. I know you like to know what Tulane's wearing, and when they wear that blue, that with the green piping down the side, that always gets you going even
that,
more.
That is so. I believe it's the exact same outfit that they wore a couple years ago when they pulled off the Hail Mary against Houston on Thursday night. I think
it was some significance you're saying. They're wearing
with
this for,
Jalen
with
McCleskey.
A purpose tonight.
J.J. McCleskey's kid. Remember Jalen McCleskey? He transferred from Oak State, went to Tulane. He caught a Hail Mary against Houston a couple years ago. That gave them the outright win over over the Cougars. So I'm rolling with the green wave here. I love the way Tulane plays football.
Look, I'm not going to be involved with this tonight, Joe, just because there's so many other things going on. I'm going to be involved in the other game that we're about to talk about, that's for sure. But I'm going to stay away here. I'm not as far in on Holgorsen as you are, and I'm not as far in on Tulane the other way that you are. I just this game, I don't like it, Joe. It's just something that I'm going to walk away from. Maybe something in game. Thinking get going. Maybe I can grab Holgorsen with a couple points if Tulane gets up 14.
Get Holgorsen with a couple of drinks, maybe.
When he's at the casino. What are you talking about here?
Yeah, okay. Remember when he had that situation?
I know.
At the casino.
I know. The other game tonight, Coastal Carolina is at Arkansas State. Now I say, Coastal Arkansas State, whatever. You know, it is what it is. Coastal's ranked 15th in the country now, Joe, of course. They're off to the 5-0 start. They're laying the wood here, 20.5. Arkansas State is a funny team. Like, I feel like there's times where they hang around in games, and there's other times they get absolutely blown out. 72.5 is your total tonight, Joe, which is hefty. I got to tell you this. Here's the one thing I've noticed. These Coastal Carolina games, aside from the Buffalo game this year, they all kind of follow the same script. Like, Coastal Carolina scores 50-plus points, and they hold the other team to, you know, kind of not much. You know, 59-6, 53-3, you know, 52-14. You know, they all kind of have that same kind of game script to them, and I feel like tonight's going to be the same way. I'm comfortable, Joe, laying almost three touchdowns with Coastal Carolina tonight. Oof. Even on the road, I'm comfortable.
Well, you have an Arkansas State defense giving up 45 points per game and 265 rushing yards to opposing offenses, and that goes right into the strength of Grayson McCall, who is cleared to play and will play in this ball game. That, in terms of Coastal, pounding the rock for 257 on the ground. So do we believe that Arkansas State all of a sudden is going to do a 360 and shut down the run in this ballgame? Probably not. Now, can their offense score on that defense to cover the 20.5? The home dogs. I like home dogs.
Ugh. I know you do. But, Joe, this is Coastal. Coastal dominates these games.
But again, while we treating Coastal like it's Nick Saban and Bryce
Young?
Well, look.
In this conference, Joe, we are. I mean, let's be fair here. With what they've done now over a year and a half in
Big
the Sun
pimping.
Belt,
these guys are going to be like, all of a sudden we're putting them as a poster child here. Like Coastal's too legit to quit here.
Now, listen. Next week is a different story because I think next week is the big test in terms of conference play when they go to App State. You know, that's going to be a big time game. That was a
tough game. Yeah.
That's a Wednesday night game, Joe. How about that? We start to get a little weeknight, Tuesday and Wednesday games on the schedule in the next few weeks because Wednesday, Coastal Carolina and App State. That's the way to get on TV, Joe. Play on a Wednesday night.
That is
the way to do it.
Now, last year they beat App State 34-23. Arkansas State they beat by 29 last year. 52-23.
Same thing. They're always in the 50s. Like, what's the team total? In fact, our boy Ben Stevens, I was on with him this morning, and he said he loved the Coastal Carolina team total tonight. What is that, Joe?
Let me get
45.5. There you go. There's your play in this game, Joe. I wouldn't even screw around with the 20. I wouldn't even screw around with the 72.5. I'm just going to go Coastal Carolina team total 45.5. Done.
Really?
Finished. They score 50 every game, Joe. Score 50 every game.
They put up 28 on Buffalo.
Well, that, like I said, the Buffalo game, bit of an outlier. Tough out-of-conference opponent on the road who runs the football, plays good D. That's a different kind of game for me.
That's their only road game on the year, and they struggled. So now every game that they've played has been at home. For the most part, outside the Buffalo game. Now you're going to Ark State?
They're going Arkansas State, not Arkansas.
No, but they have great uniforms.
Joe, you're too much. You're too much. Team total, 45.5. Coastal Carolina. Let's run to the window, Joe. We can do
it. All right. I'm not coaching that game.
College football full circle. Mike Carver, Joe Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204. We'll come back. Keep going through some of Saturday's games right here on Sports Grid Radio.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
All right, and we're back. College Football Full Circle. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi here with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204. All right, Joe, so there's your games tonight. Let's dive back into Saturday where we left off yesterday, try to get through a couple more of these games, take a close look at what we have. Some more 3:30 p.m. Eastern kicks. Where do I want to go? Let's start. How about we start here? Wisconsin goes to Champaign to take on an old friend, right? I mean, this is,
Yeah, this is it. Brett Bielema.
Bielema gets his chance against Wisconsin this Saturday in Champaign. Wisconsin has not been good this year, as we know. They are -10.5 road favorites here against their old coach. A low Big Ten type of total here at 41.5. Jeez.
This is 40, crazy.
41.5. Two of these games, Iowa, Penn State, also 41.5. Those are low. Listen, Joe, I'm sorry. I almost play those over on principle. Come on. 41.5. You got to be kidding me. What do you think here, Wisconsin facing their old coach?
I could see Brett Bielema and Paul Christ in like a lab, right? Where both guys have cinder blocks. And like both coaches have like this sketch of a circle, right? Mm. And they have like a cutting machine, right? And both of them are gonna look at the cinder blocks dumbfounded about how to actually cut it and make it into a circle. I don't know. I have no idea. How do you cut? Because it's amazing. Both of these guys are as vanilla as anything. Paul Christ, it's like if he doesn't run straight through a wall, he doesn't know how to coach. Graham Mertz has been absolutely pathetic. They gave way to the backup last week. I mean, this offense is just unbelievable. If they don't run it up the middle, they can't out-game plan anybody. They have no speed on the perimeter and can... I hate to call out people, but all of the people that were back in Wisconsin as this 12-1 type of favorite or dark horse to win the college football playoff, get real. Wake up, man. Are you kidding me? This is an antiquated offense. Unbelievable. They're horrible. I hate the red jerseys. I hate the jump around. Enough already. It's over. It's dead. Okay? Your team's got 3 losses. You're going nowhere. And you're laying a big number. Give me the points with Illinois.
Wow.
I'll tell you this.
How about that?
Because the last time Wisconsin was here, they lost this game to Illinois as a 28.5-point favorite. That's why... Right,
Lovey.
They did not make the college football. They lost. They got abused by Justin Fields and Ohio State the week after. But outside of that, that was the game that really let them down before Justin Fields lit them up for 3 touchdowns through the air. Remember that game?
Yes, I'm actually just because of the way Wisconsin has played, Joe. I'm also going to take the points at home. I don't love it. It's Illinois.
I know.
It's very hard, but. Maybe there'll be a little inspired effort for their coach here facing his former team, and we can get that. But I honestly, the Wisconsin season is over, Joe. They've got a bunch of losses already. They're going to sit there and try to sell you that if they can win their games, at least play in the Big Ten title game. Nobody wants to watch them in that game. With like you said, the offense that they run, nobody wants to see it. They're bully ball, Joe. But here's the problem with Wisconsin this year.
They got no
bullies. The style that they love to play. They got no bullies. You're right. Because... in order to play that style, you need to have a better defense. And their defense isn't as good as the last couple years. Like, Iowa can play that way because Iowa's defense is one of the 2 or 3 best in the country. So they can play the bully ball. Wisconsin can't do it because their defense isn't as good. And their line and their running back crew isn't as good as it's been in the last couple years. You know, all that stuff together.
Illinois has more playmakers as well. They can move the football a little. I'm not saying they're gonna put up 50 on Wisconsin, but if Illinois could get us 13, I think we have a shot to cover. I mean, yeah. 23, it might be right on that number of 10, you know,
I'm with you.
23-13.
I think it's worth a shot with
home
Illinois,
dog.
Especially with the way that
home
Wisconsin
dog,
has played. Also, 3:30 p.m. Eastern window, BYU, who, of course, is looking to stay undefeated. We've had several discussions. By the way, Joe, the good people at FanDuel, listen, it's great to know.
Yes.
They're trying to get – we talked yesterday about BYU make the playoff market – put them a number for them, and they are working on that, Joe. Not up
yeah,
there
that's
yet,
great.
But they are,
heard from
they
you
are
yesterday.
Working on it. Yeah.
Great friends out in the Virginia area, so thanks for listening, and always a pleasure. I mean, we love FanDuel. We love what they do in terms of incorporating a number of different markets for college football fans and obviously our show, so just great. I mean, great stuff
yes.
that they're listening and great unis by BYU this week.
And I did send you the BYU unis for this week. They're wearing the all yes. blue with the blue helmet and the blue jersey and pants. So
no,
that is a home game.
We have to tell fans it's a dark navy blue.
It's not the BYU.
No.
Not the blue that they wore last week. This is the dark blue look
right.
that they will have as Boise State comes to visit them in Provo. This is another one of these hurdles that BYU has to jump here to try to get undefeated and give themselves a seat maybe at the table, Joe, when the college football playoff talk comes around. Now, it's -6.5. I know how much you feel about Kalani Sitake. We have a 57.5 total here. I have not been super impressed with Boise this year. We've had several discussions on them. I was all over Nevada last week, Nevada with the outright win on the blue turf. You know, they lost at home to Oklahoma State. They lost at UCF. They've got three losses already on the season. And I got a feeling, Joe, they're going to have a fourth when they leave Provo on Saturday.
We talked about it at the start of the year in the offseason. I said Boise under their 8.5 total or 7.5 or whatever it was. I said they lost their identity. They have. And they lost it last week certainly to a more lethal offense with Carson Strong. And I'm not sold on Backmeyer. I'm not sold on the offensive line to go toe-to-toe with BYU and Provo. I think BYU and Tyler Allgeier run it right down their throat. That's what I think. I think Tyler Allgeier and that offensive line wear them down. I mean, they're giving up well over 165 yards per game, Boise. I think
yeah.
this is a bad matchup. I think they get blown out. How about that? I think BYU beats them by double digits.
Wow, Joe Lisi calling for the blowout special in Provo this
yeah,
week.
And
look at
and
you,
I'll say this.
Buddy.
I'm going back to the BYU blue that they're wearing for BYU fans out there. They're wearing the old BYU navy like Luke Staley and Brandon Doman. Remember that with the old Gary Croton crew when they played Tulane and Sean King in the bowl game?
Where are we at, Joe, with Jaren Hall? Because as we know, that's been
He's been banged up.
Yeah, he hasn't played since the Arizona State game, and I think it has affected their offense a bit. And I'm trying to look now to see if Sitake has given us any.
I think
it's the same thing day to day. Still says day to day, Hall.
Yeah.
Feel pretty confident I'll be ready to go this week. We'll see. Do you feel any differently about 6.5 if Hall isn't playing again?
No. Well, no, the difference is that if
Allgeier.
Hall does play, they're going to obviously utilize his legs if he's healthy.
Right.
But I think it's actually better if Baylor Romney plays because then you have that physical offensive line between the tackles. If I'm back in BYU here, I'm saying I'm laying the 6.5 with the understanding that I believe the offensive line of BYU is just going to be too physical in the run game. And that's the weakness of Boise State's front seven. So that's what I want them to exploit. I want you to run it and run it and run it until they throw up. That's what I want you to do.
There
I don't want
go.
Baylor Romney to throw this ball at all.
That's fine by me, Joe. I think that Allgeier can take care of it all by himself. He can run wild on Boise State in Provo on Saturday. All right, now this next one, Pac-12 game. Oregon State goes to Pullman. Now the Beavers have been winning some football games, Joe. They are in the mix here in the Pac-12 North. You dropped a little breadcrumb, though, to me earlier in the week right here on College Football Full Circle, though, that you think the Beavers got to be careful because you can get a little lost when you show up at Pullman and you're laying points. And it's 3.5 right now. The Beavers are favored. But you think this could be a little bit of a tough spot for them here on Saturday.
It can be, and I was on their over in terms of their win total, 4.5 at the start of the year. I really like what Jonathan Smith has done. Do not like what Nick Rolovich has done with Washington State. Again, a team with no identity. But this is a tough spot for them. And you know, when I look at this, are they going to be legit? Are they legit? I don't know if I could back them in that spot right here. I'm taking a lot of dogs here this week. This is crazy.
Yeah, you're tired of being called go for the chalk. No more go for the chalk.
No, I mean, the dogs that I do like aren't that good. That's the problem.
Dogs with fleas, Joe. Dogs with fleas.
I sort of like Wash State here. I mean, again, this is this is a game.
Wazoo!
I'm not going to be betting this game until late. Meaning I'm not pulling the trigger until I see possibly how the 12 o'clock window goes. But if I had to bet right now on today, I would take Wash State with the points and might even lean to them plus 152 on the money line.
I like the under in this game, Joe. I don't really want to go near a side. 59.5. I feel like this is a game that's going to be played 23-20, 2017. I feel like that this isn't a typical Pac-12, you know, 45-40 type of game. I think that this is going to be a little bit more rock fight type of game between the Beavers and the Cougars.
I feel you, Carver.
That number sticks out to me more than anything else. 59.5 to the under. UCF laying 10.5 at home against East Carolina, Joe. I'll give you 3 seconds on that one. Lay the points with UCF. Let's go.
I don't know. Gabriel's I don't know. We'll talk about it on the back end.
The Pirates. All right, College Football Full Circle. Carver Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204. We'll come back, go through some of the night games on Saturday right here on Sports Grid Radio.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
And we are back. College Football Full Circle, Carver Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204. All right, Joe, I thought I'd get you a quick answer there. I mean, so now you're, you're enamored with East Carolina now.
I'm not enamored.
After their performances the past couple weeks, suddenly the Pirates are in Joe Lisi's pocket here as we get started with American play here.
Well, they caught my eye. You beat up on my Tulane team, obviously, and you beat them bad. I'm gonna take notice, you know. Maybe this finesse team is starting to step up. In terms of their defense, obviously Tulane fell behind. They got boat raced in that game, too. Just never had a shot in that matchup. But UCF is a little banged up, and that's the only thing. I mean, Gus Malzahn could be like Holgorsen. You take a fine-tuned machine, and you're running right into the ground. Good job, Gus. You know, this is a short number. I mean, think about that for a second. Short number. Gabriel's banged up. 10.5?
Man, everybody on East Carolina here. 66% of the tickets, 70% of the money on the Pirates.
I don't like the game. I'm definitely not taking this game, but I mean, quick look, I would take the points.
Yeah.
Just because of, you know, it's Gus Malzahn, and obviously...
Gus Malzahn.
Outside that win against Boise, what have you done for me lately?
No doubt. Don't disagree with you there, Joe. All right, Big 12, TCU... off the loss to Texas. They've actually got a couple losses now here. SMU and Texas going to Texas Tech to take on the Red Raiders. And TCU minus 2.5. I know how much you love uniforms. I've been sending you a bunch of good ones for this week. TCU's got some fantastic threads that they're wearing as well on the road here. 60.5 is your total. Minus 2.5 for Gary Patterson and the Horned Frogs. A lot of action on TCU so far. 80% of the tickets, Joe.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I don't like them. I like Texas Tech, and I was on the Red Raiders last week with Henry Columbi. I thought he should have been the starter anyway, in terms of that offense. They gave it to Tyler Shuck, but Columbia has this train rolling in terms of this offense. They had a 17-0 lead against West Virginia. Sir Roderick Thompson was pounding the rock between the tackles. They have some playmakers. We'll just call him Eric E. because his last name is unbelievable. I butcher names anyway, but just call him Eric E. At the end of the day, TCU's won two straight. They won this ball game 34-18 last year in Fort Worth, but I don't care. I'm taking the minor 2.5 points. I'm taking Texas Tech on the money line. I like them outright over TCU. I think TCU's headed in the wrong direction. They lost their identity. The only thing that bothers me about this game is that it's a 7 o'clock kick and not 12 o'clock.
Okay. I am going.
I would love to see the Red Raiders in their stadium in like the daytime. I love that.
I'm going one more time to the well with TCU this week, Joe. I'm giving one last shot.
And then what? Then you're going to shoot him? Then you're going to shoot him behind the shed? What are you going to do?
Look, I'm giving him what? First of all, I'm in on him every week. It doesn't matter because I played them over this year.
But I'm shocked by Gary Patterson. It's like, hey, buddy, what's going on, Carver? Remember that time?
Well, I'm going back with them here. Minus 2.5.
Couple G's.
On the road. Get things back on track here. That's for sure. Really good game in Conference USA, Joe. UTSA at Western Kentucky. That's my UTSA Roadrunners are at Western Kentucky, and they're getting 3.5. Western Kentucky has had some decent performances, not wins, but decent performances against some Big Ten schools already this year. We have a monstrous 70.5 total. And my Roadrunners of UTSA getting 3.5. You know where I'm going, Joe. I mean, I'm taking the UTSA. I'm taking them plus 138 to win the game outright. Let's go, baby.
Are you really? You're taking
them? I sure am.
This is a bad matchup for them, I think. I think Western Kentucky could outscore them in this ball game. I think it's a short number for them. I know UTSA has been dominant in terms of road atmospheres, but you look at Western Kentucky, they almost beat Indiana, right? They lost that ball game 33-31, I think it was. Two-point game. And then they challenged Michigan State last week. They put up points. I still like Western Kentucky to cover this line. It's a short number. So anything under 5 at 3.5, I tend to lean to the home team if I believe they have the better offense, which I think they do. UTSA is good. I don't think they're elite. Give me Western Kentucky laying the short number at home.
Wow. How about that? Me and Joe Lisi, opposite sides this week in the big UTSA-Western Kentucky matchup. The big night games I'm going to save for tomorrow, Joe, so get yourself ready. Irish-Virginia Tech, Michigan-Nebraska, Alabama-Texas A&M. We're going after Calzone. One more week, baby. Let's do it.
We might be on the other side.
Well, let me tell you, we're going to be on the other side because you know that I've gone fade Calzone.
My chicken parm with the
fade
little Calzone.
Utah visits USC.
Interesting.
Pac-12 on Saturday night, 8 p.m. Eastern. This is actually a Fox National game that they have. USC minus 3.5, total 52.5. Now, Utah's only played one Pac-12 game so far, and they won it. So they're still technically undefeated in the conference. Very, very weird game, Joe. Very, very weird game. Utah never plays very well against USC out there, that's for sure. Yeah, they beat Washington State. That was their only win. They're really just starting to get into Pac-12 play. We liked Utah at the beginning of the year, but as we mentioned earlier this week, things have changed since then. What are we thinking here?
It's interesting because typically I'm all in on USC in this type of situation. I don't know if you're aware, but Utah has not defeated USC at home. I believe it's since like 1916.
Yeah, it's forever.
It's crazy, right? But the problem is that obviously with the interim coach, the mindset, it's like you get every other week with USC's effort. It's like you never get back-to-back efforts where they show consistency. So they dominate. I had this game last year.
Last year they absolutely. I was on Utah as well at home.
I was
against
on USC.
And
I laid it 3.5. They blew them out of the water.
They destroyed them in Utah.
Destroyed them. So I'm looking back. I think it's 1916. I was right. was the last victory by Utah. You're telling me? I mean, if there's ever a year you're going to get that win, it's going to be this year. That's the problem. I'm conflicted because I want to take Utah with the points. I really do. The fact that they haven't played a conference game up until this point, right? This is their first conference game.
Second. Yeah, second. Utah beat Washington State. Right. That was their only other win.
Okay. Second conference game. The fact that it's USC, I just don't...
It's their fifth. It's USC's fifth conference game already.
Right.
They've already played four conference games.
Yeah, and the last conference game they were there, they lost as an 11.5-point favorite to Oregon State.
Well, they've lost both games at home in conference this year. They lost to Stanford and Oregon State at home.
They're a better road team and have covered on the road now against Colorado and Washington State, haven't covered the home environment. And now, you're laying 3.5. I like Utah. Give me Utah. I'm going to close my eyes and take. I don't love it, though.
You can't back USC this year, Joe. You just can't, especially if they're laying points. You cannot back USC.
We're going against two trends, though. The trend is a better road team than they are at home, right? But then we have that 1916 staring us right in the face.
Yeah, look.
And then, that stuff is what it is. If we bet Utah, right, and we get crushed in this game, it's like, how did you take Utah? You know that they haven't won there since 1960.
But this USC team sucks, Joe. They're not good. They've lost two home games already in conference, and now you want me to lay 3.5 points with them? I can't do it. I'm going to take the points if you're giving me against this team. USC might win the game.
I'm going to take the points, too. This is a game where we might have to adjust in game, though. I'm telling you that right now because they got abused. They did not have an answer for that defense last year. Drake Jackson, that front seven were all over Bentley last year. They couldn't even breathe Utah's offense. They have no deep threat. That's the problem. When Britton Covey is your best offensive weapon, guys, they're 100 years. He's 5'6". He's like Julian Edelman. The guy's like runs a 4.940. Yeah, well, Britton Covey caught 150 passes for 46 yards. Every throw was 2.3 yards per catch.
The other late night Saturday Pac-12 game has Chip Kelly and UCLA going to Arizona to take on the Wildcats. They are 16.5-point road favorite. Now, we know that this Arizona team stinks. They're awful. They did cover in Oregon a couple weeks ago. This is their second conference game. I mean, they've lost at home to Northern Arizona. They got destroyed at home by San Diego State. 16.5, Joe? Is that what? I mean, UCLA going to open it up here, maybe? They're the better team. We know that. Are you worried at all? Maybe a little backdoor cover action from Arizona? Anything worry you here in this game?
Arizona's fighting hard, though. They are. They're playing hard. They just don't have talent.
That's the
problem.
I mean, how'd those walk-on tryouts go? I wonder if they got anybody off the street.
You think they got longest yard? They got somebody from that just walked off the street. He's 6'7", 296 pounds, like Triple H. And he's like, I'm going to play D-tackle like Goldberg, right? And all of a sudden the helmet doesn't fit. It's like they put it on sideways and like the shirt is like too small on like Arizona's new walk-on. Yeah. Nah, I don't know. I hate Chip Kelly in terms of the laying 16.5. You're going to tell me they're going to cover this number?
I'm laying it. I'm laying it, Joe. Let's go.
I would take the points.
Bruin football.
Bruin like football. Arizona. Nah, I can't buy in. I can't buy in. Arizona's at home. Arizona's at home. Give me the home dog. I'm going to take all dogs. You're going to call me Joey Dog. Joe Dog.
Joey Dog. I mean, go for the pound, baby. Look at you.
That's
Head to the pound. Pick up the dogs. It's pooch time for Joe Lisi this week. Nevada laying a big number against New Mexico State, who just takes turns getting beat up by everybody in the Mountain West. 30.5. No thanks this week. I love Nevada. You know how much I love that squad. But I don't love them enough to lay 30.5 points, Joe.
I would lay it. I would lay it. I can't
I would
look
lay
to,
it. Fire I, away. I the New Mexico State. I would
no,
lay
I mean,
it.
I mean, these games aren't on my radar in the sense of I would not even think about it after a monumental win as a dog over Boise State. That was a big win for them. Boise State now obviously going in the other direction. Nevada, I mean, think about their
resume right now. New Mexico State was getting almost four touchdowns last week, and it was 37-31 in San Jose State.
Yeah, but it's I know, but it's a
Nevada's
different animal.
Nevada's a really good team.
I mean, Starkel was banged up. San Jose State's not the same team. They're not explosive.
I love Nevada.
They're explosive, Nevada. They're averaging over 310 yards per game through the air. Yeah. How are they going to match that?
They can't. They had their big cover last week against San Jose State, against the Spartans. I don't think
that's the problem. When you have a garbage team, you can't back it in back-to-back weeks. You just can't.
Can't do it. College Football Full Circle. Mike Carver, Joe Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM, Channel 204. We'll come back and finish it out. A little brawl at Hurricane practice, Joe. We got to touch on that. College Football Full Circle. We finish it off on Sports Grid Radio right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
And we are back. College Football Full Circle. Carver and Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM Channel 204. Before we get out of here, Joe, now Miami's not playing this week. Most would probably say thank God with the way that they've played this year. But they, of course, still practice on their bye week. A staffer at the University of Miami told The Athletic, confirmed the Miami Herald report, I should say, that there was a fight between players on Tuesday at practice.
Good.
Led to a players-only meeting on the field to hash out some of their issues like brothers do. Joe, this has been an awful year for Miami, and this is like the scene out of Major League, you know, where they start fighting each other and Euchre's up there. By God, the Indians are showing signs of life for the first time in weeks. I guess we could say that about the Miami Hurricanes. We'll see when they come back next week against North Carolina.
Forget the curve, Ricky. Bring them the heater. I agree. Maybe that's what Manny Diaz and the crew need. A little fire, huh?
Yeah, a little practice brawl.
Now, maybe if Manny was under the bottom of that pile, that might have been a little beneficial the way he's coaching. I mean, you could have gotten a Pee Wee head coach to come up with a game plan. He's supposed to be a defensive guru, right?
He's not. Yeah. Listen, he's done. Guru. You know this. He's done a bad job there. He's done a real bad job.
His hair looks fantastic, though, right? He's got it gelled nice.
He's gonna get whacked at the end of the year. You know that.
Whacked. He might get whacked earlier. Come on.
They'll let him finish the year.
You want to talk
they'll
about
let him finish the year.
It would have to get
super embarrassing for them to whack him. Now
they
it's
lose
maybe
to Narduzzi, he's gone.
Narduzzi. The Iron Jaw. Pat Narduzzi. Yeah,
exactly.
If they keep losing week after week after week, maybe he doesn't make it through the whole year. All right, Joe, great job as always. I'll see you tomorrow for picks. We run through all the games throughout the entire weekend. I'm looking forward to it. Great job by Andrew Torres, as always. College Football Full Circle. Mike Carver, Joe Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204. We'll see you tomorrow.
The most